If you're close to a pew Bible, can you open at that passage which Robert read for us from Colossians chapter 1? One of the things that strikes you as you read through this passage is the number of times that the phrase all things or everything is repeated. As you read down through that passage, it is littered with all things, everything. It's as though the Bible is pointing us to remember that in Jesus Christ we have all things. He is the one who is all things. He is the one who is everything. And it points to Jesus, the Son of God, the Son who is the image of the invisible God. The God whom we cannot see. When we look to Jesus, we see something of this God. And Paul, as he writes here, wants us to know all things, everything comes together in Jesus. We sing it. So many of our hymns, even in our carols, O little town of Bethlehem, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and the fears, everything met in you tonight because of Jesus. And so Paul wants us to know that Jesus is above all else. All the other things that could distract these folks to whom he wrote, all the other issues that were going on around, things that people were saying, you need to be this, you need to do that, you need to go here, you need to belong to that group. This is how you grow. Paul was saying, no, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. He's the one in and through whom all things were made. He is the one who brings all these things together. He is the one who holds everything. He is the one who is over everything. In everything, he has the supremacy. He is above all else. Now, maybe we think, well, that's great, Stephen, thanks. But it makes a difference how we approach not just a new year, but every moment of every day that we live. If Jesus is the one who is supreme, if Jesus is the one who is above all else, then he is the one to whom we turn, moment by moment, day by day, year by year. Jesus is the one to whom we turn, because he is the one who is supreme. But one stage in the Gospels, there's that lovely account of Jesus looking to his disciples and saying to them, do you know, some other folks are walking away from us, leaving. Will you go away too? He asks his disciples. And Peter immediately fires back, as Peter always does, Lord, to whom should we go? For you alone have the words of eternal life. There's this realization for Peter, Lord, it's you. It's about you. You are above all else. You are supreme. Where else would we go? As we prepare to step into each new moment of this new year, it's good to refocus. It's good to intentionally remember that all things are in Jesus. In him, through him, for him, all things. So there are lots of things around us that are good and right and proper and important, but Jesus is above all else. Nothing and nobody else brings you to God the Father. And so this little passage simply reminds us, verse 21, you were once alienated from God, you were distanced from God, you were separated from God, were enemies of God in your minds and in your hearts. But how often does the Bible just turn things around? Describes our situation and simply says, but God, but Jesus, but He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight. All those other things that are important and good and right and proper, none of them reconcile us to God. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. The one who is supreme. The one who is above all else. So as we step into 2023, yes, Jesus brings us salvation, and that's important. But salvation also brings us to Jesus. It opens the way to experience His grace every moment of every day. Not only did he die for us on a cross, but he lives for us, he prays for us, he is present with us, he is above all else, he is supreme. And we turn to him. And again, our mission statement here is, well, it's printed every week on the bulletin, to know Christ and lovingly to make him known. Why? Why is it important? Because he is above all else. We can know lots of things, lots of people, but the most important knowing is knowing Jesus and then lovingly making him known. I don't know whether you still make resolutions. I think I've long since given up making New Year's resolutions because they rarely make it into February. But my heart's desire for myself this year is, above all else, to know Christ. Yes, there are lots of other things I'd love to do, to be, to achieve. But my heart's desire this year is to know Christ above all else. And I pray that you will join me in that, so that together we will grow in our experience of His grace in our lives. Together we will grow in knowing that He is above all else, but knowing also that He calls us to come and to have our lives in Him. He is above all else, but He calls you and I to follow Him, to serve Him, to love Him above all else. The moment or two we will gather around the Lord's table to remember, but also to look forward, to be thankful, and also to commit ourselves. But it's looking to Jesus, the one who is above all else. And He is that, whether we acknowledge it or not, He is above all else. And we need to come to that space in our lives where we realize that's true. It's not just true because it's written in the Bible, it's true in my life. Lord Jesus, You are above all else. And I worship You with my life. Let's pray together. Father, in the stillness of this place, in the stillness of our hearts. We pray that prayer that your people have prayed down through the years. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Open our hearts. Open our minds. Draw us to yourself, that in you we may grow and deepen and mature and live life in all of its fullness. And as we open ourselves, Lord, we pray that you would take from us all those things which are blockages or hindrances or stumbling blocks, that above all else we may love the Lord in whose precious name we pray. Amen.